Buenas noches y buenas tardes, aquí estamos nuevamente con otro episodio de el podcast de A Huevo. Esta vez me están acompañando, introducing first, out of the red corner, with 3 foot long hair, weighing at approximately 205. Wait, are you 205?
I think I'm like 195.
195? Boy, and this man's worried about having diabetes. At 195.
He's good, bro.
He's good, bro. I'm telling you.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. One of the OGs from No Cap Podcast, my previous podcast. El Pato, el drug dealer, el quack dealer. He's not even a drug dealer, quack dealer. El butt quack.
Yeah, that does. I forgot all about that.
What was the other one? Quacker Oats. That works, whatever. So what's up, bro?
Yo, what's going on?
Also in here, of course, one of y'all's favorites. I say y'all's favorites, like we've gotten comments about this shit. I'm just giving you that self-title.
Hey, fuck
El Compa Caesar.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? And Caesar Salad back.
And Caesar Salad, of course.
Caesar Salad, Julius Caesar. What else you got, bro?
Julius Caesar, facts. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. A huevo.
A huevo.
24-0, like our boy, shout out Gus. Gustavo. Shadow boxing. Oh, you didn't meet him. Well, yeah, you did. At the
Speedy guy?
Yeah, no, well, the one that received the Speedy.
Yeah, the one that got asked to be spun.
Yeah, our boy was shadow boxing in the club. That shit was fucking hilarious, bro.
Oh, yeah, I do remember seeing that. Yeah.
That was fucking... I should have taken a video.
Yeah, with that one, too.
Yeah, bro. Oh, my God.
Air in the air real quick.
I told Bestie, right? Because Bestie was like, oh, I heard gunshots near my house. And I was like, oh, don't worry about it. That was just Gustavo shadow boxing in the club. Punching the air. Oh, bro. Shout out to One Punch Man.
Nah, bro. He was One Piece, bro. He was
One Piece. Yeah. The galley, that's what it was, yeah. Me and Pato been hooked on One Piece.
Hey, yeah, you started?
Yeah.
Binge-watching.
We're on, fuck. What was it? The Marine Island?
Ford?
Nah. Annie's
like around like 290.
Annie's Island?
Annie's Lobby.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Like around the 290 range.
Yeah, 290, 300 range.
Bro, I know someone else just started recently. They told me they hooked on that shit too. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I like the story.
It fucking sucks though, because Netflix only has up to 13 seasons dubbed.
Yeah.
And I don't do subbed. Because subbed is like you just staring at the boobies the whole time. You don't even know what the fuck going on.
Hey, sorry to disappoint, but that's where it stops. There's no more.
Fuck.
As a Netflix, you get the. Well. It goes basically up to 500.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on this, like, the streaming website where I'd go back and watch some episodes.
Yeah.
Where they do have dub for up to 500.
Oh, yeah. I might have to do that. Yeah.
I used to
and then after that, I guess I'm just going to kiss anime.
Kiss all, like, the animes.
Kiss what?
I don't know why it was called that, because there was when it was Kiss Cartoon. I would use that for, like, South Park.
And, for real?
Like, yeah, when I was, like, a lot younger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was movies.to. Or is it iMovie? There was iMovies. Yeah, Movies 1, 2, 3. F movies.
I remember I had a movie box and Showbox.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
That was so dope.
Yeah.
I think I'm using Showbox movies.
I watched like The Walking Dead when it came out and stuff like that.
Bro, the FBI listening to this shit right now.
Hey, you can stream it. You just can't download it.
Oh, yeah.
Or upload it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Talking about that, out of nowhere, well, first of all, let me introduce myself. I never introduced myself. Good, now we just jumped into this shit. Of course, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit himself. Carlos_TheCarolinaGod. Follow us on Instagram at StillNoCapCLT. I have yet to change it. I'll eventually change it. But talking about that, saw randomly that the British government is tracking down, like, pirating soccer games.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was pissed. They were like, the FBI knocking on my door for watching two shit teams. In the fucking bottom tier.
Right.
It was like, bro, that's going to be the worst. It's like, what are you in here? Fulham. Birmingham. Some other random ass team. They're like, bro, we're going to go to fucking jail for a whole city.
I thought you were talking about Netflix. In the UK, they're going to make this shit illegal too.
For real?
Like sharing passwords in Netflix is going to be illegal over there.
No,
well.
My man's.
Yeah.
They were saying that shit that Netflix is just looking for ways to, like, lose subscribers.
I keep seeing where everyone just, like, they're just canceling, like, shows that everyone likes.
Yeah.
And they keep renewing.
Yeah. Like, Wednesday right now is, like, holding them. That's about it. I don't know what else.
It.
Bro, Wednesday's good as fuck. Are you kidding me?
I still haven't seen
it. It's really good.
I don't think I have either.
Damn,
everyone
man.
Everyone has, yeah, like, I'll watch it.
It's pretty dope.
It'll be, like, Fuck it, I'll just watch something when I'm not watching anime or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely recommend it. I'm pretty sure our listeners will too.
I was watching the Selena.
I heard that shit fire.
Yeah.
I liked it so far. I was like 3 episodes in.
Oh, yeah, I never finished that one. Okay, yeah. The Chente one gets fire.
I still haven't seen that one.
Is it good? It took a while to get into it.
Straight novella?
But eventually, straight novella. My dad was fucking hooked, bro.
So I need that. Told me to sit in my living room on Sunday.
Oh, 100%. 100%. On your phone while that shit's going on.
Tomorrow, bro. Fuck it.
On the Craigslist. And my dad.
Oh, hell yeah.
He has an iPad specifically to go through Craigslist. And just buys random shit.
Dedication.
100%.
I always remember an uncle of mine had a Chente cutout. I don't know why.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Was it left side?
Talking about like Chente. Talking about Chente. Cheers to everybody out there.
Yeah, it's kind of cheers.
We are here sipping on some chiladas, of course, for the culture. That's probably why, for the listeners out there, I've been sick for 2 weeks. But,
Because you haven't drank beer?
Maybe that's why.
Damn, bro.
I thought about this. Yeah. The same thing I thought about that. I was like, am I sick? Or did I just need a haircut? I was definitely sick, but getting a haircut helped that a lot.
Right.
That's for damn sure.
That's that self-question. It's like that, what's that chemical in your brain that makes it, like, you happy and shit?
I know.
Dopamine?
Dopamine.
Yeah.
Dopamine.
Get the haircut, fresh dopamine come in, and drive out all the sickness, bro.
Facts. Fuck. Also, tequila, right? So, I guess that's more to, like, settle your stomach, but I feel like that would have killed some shit in the back of my throat, right?
Yeah.
This feels normal.
This is how it's supposed to be.
Well, damn. Next time I know, because this time, hell no, all I took was fucking Theraflu. That's it. What was your concoction to get better?
Theraflu and NyQuil, bro. And sleep.
Caesar just found out about Theraflu recently.
Yeah, bro. I've never had Theraflu, bro. I was messing as fuck.
I don't really take, like, medicines. If anything, I'll take, like, an ibuprofen, like, if my back's aching or something, but I usually don't get...
I never use that shit for body itch, nothing.
Yeah, like, and I don't really get allergies, fortunately.
Yeah. That's that rich white woman purpose of using ibuprofen. Oh, my back hurts. I'll take an ibuprofen real quick. A little Tylenol.
I've never taken that shit
for pain. Never taken that shit for pain. Nah.
That's just for pain?
Ooh, I guess.
I'm taking it for a headache.
I take it for a headache,
For a headache, yeah.
Like body aches, because I remember a year ago.
So you're telling me, if I pop that shit after the gym, I'm not going to be sore.
Jeez, that shit might not mix
with I don't know. I don't know if it's a different type of pain, because that's lactic acid building up, right?
That's true.
I think so.
Yeah.
And muscle soreness, too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm about to experiment next week.
Fucking Caesar's gonna be what's it called?
I'm gonna be
pilled out. Now oxycodone, that'll take your pain away.
What was the fucking morphine, bro?
Yeah, morphine will take your pain away like a mother. You go in there.
I'm take morphine and coke and do like squat for 405 and everything.
You'll squat for 405 for sure.
And just walk out shortly after. 100%,
bro. You'll break your fucking leg and still do that shit. You won't even know if you did it or not because your body's gonna be numb. That's for damn sure.
Like, damn, but we're still warming up. My
bro, that was a few hours. Like,
he hasn't even moved. I don't know, I feel like I've been here for like an hour, bro. Like, bro, we just got here.
Bro, talking about sweating, oh my god, I've been getting fucking cold sweats, bro. That's the fucking worst. When you're sick and getting cold sweats.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Ni madre.
You gotta drink the tea, bro. Like, my mom's tea.
Oh, yeah, you never made it for me, girl.
I think it's like, alright, don't quote me.
Recipes, bro.
He's about to get the caseras.
Like the
caseras
onion, red onion, like you boil it, some garlic, cola de caballo, and then once you put it in the tea, like, you know, like, what's it called when you use the colarlo?
Strain it, and then some lemon and honey.
And that'll, like, you drink it hot, like, you're supposed to, like, sweat it out.
That shit will definitely do something to you.
Yeah,
the way it's sounding.
Do that, man. That's good for that.
It's not like drinking broth with some other shit, bro.
It don't taste good at all, bro.
I know.
That sounds like Louis' feet smell in the morning, bro.
It's not good, bro. Straight ass pack.
Straight Fritos. Yeah, can we talk about how dogs smell like Fritos? They dead ass do, bro. When they get hot, they must just smell straight like a Frito. I imagine, because, like, I've been seeing a lot of videos, right?
The barbecue flavor.
Barbecue flavor, yeah. I've been seeing a lot of, like, videos, right, of, like, it's mainly white tea people, let's be honest, put their dogs up to their noses and just, like, smell them. Like, their fucking paws, and even when they breathe and shit. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This shit smells terrible. What you mean? And I wonder if somebody, the person who created Fritos.
For all we know, they brush their teeth.
Not any matter. They just lick their ass. Let's be honest. Dogs lick their ass all the time. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I wonder if the person that created Fritos was like, damn, I wanna ingest my dog's smell. You never fucking done that.
Try this shit out.
Yeah.
He's like, you know how Lay's does that, like, pick a flavor, chip, whatever the fuck? Did that one just for dogs? Like, yo, this is like fucking Fritos.
Then they do, like,
Lay's flavor.
They did ketchup one year, right? Ketchup Lay's.
I think so, yeah. I've seen a lot, yeah.
Ketchup Lay's, mustard Lay's.
I've seen honey mustard, like, flavor or something.
Honey
like
mustard?
Yeah.
Can we talk about how Heinz honey mustard sucks ass?
Which one?
Heinz honey mustard?
I've never had it.
It's like, it's more like mustard than.
Yeah, bro, it's just terrible.
I like Bojangles. It was like, I don't really like the sour.
Yeah. I haven't had honey mustard in a while, bro, now I think about it.
Damn.
Chick-fil-A honey mustard, undefeated. That Ken's, I think it's Ken's.
Actually, I don't know.
You don't know that one?
Nah. I mean, if I go to Chick-fil-A sauce or the honey barbecue.
It's not Chick-fil-A, Cookout. I'm in Cookout.
Cookout.
Cookout honey mustard.
Oh, nah.
I think it is Ken's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Ken's is fire.
For some reason I thought he's the Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
Anywhere I go get like sauces, I always get buffalo. Any kind of buffalo.
Buffalo? Yeah. Big buffalo?
I always go. I'm a big buffalo.
Even when you do wings?
Especially when you do wings, I guess.
Oh, damn. What was shout out to Moosehead, our new favorite
bar food joint.
Bar food joint for sure. What was the thing that they do? Honey something? Wings? Honey, you haven't gotten the wings actually.
I haven't gotten them, but I've tried them.
It's like honey mango or some shit, or honey mango barbecue or something.
I've tried some like at East Coast fire, things, like
East Coast,
the mango bingo.
Yeah, didn't you do the hot wing challenge one year?
Fuck no.
I gotta say, I wasn't my respects.
Oh yeah, I could like eat my like grandma's and stuff like that, but I don't know. But that's like a whole nother level, honestly. Like that's painful if you eat it all, man.
This is how random my YouTube is. One of the videos that popped up. And I kept watching it for some fucking reason. There's this dude going around the hood, and he's just paying people $40 to eat the world's hottest chips.
The one chip challenge.
The one chip challenge, yeah. And they'll be like, ain't no problem. And then he'll just have like the mic up to their face the whole time, and they're just dying. The whole time. I'm like, why is this showing up on my YouTube? Separate amount. Talking about YouTube, what's it called? I was telling Pato earlier, I was watching, I watch a lot of lifting videos, but back in the day I used to watch Brian Shaw, who was a 4-time World's Strongest Man.
Seen him.
And he does with, who's the British guy that I'm thinking about? Shorter British dude, he's also Beast. World's Strongest Man. Yeah, The Beast. Beast guy. Not Mr. Beast.
Nah.
The
nah.
Beast.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. But anyways, he... And they both go to a Planet Fitness.
I saw that shit. They maxed out every single fucking machine there.
Maxed out every machine like it was nothing. But then they played Bogey. Did you watch the same one?
What was Bogey?
Bogey is apparently a game that the Beast and his son play where you just yell louder than the next person. So they were just making sex noises. That's fucking Planet Fitness.
I didn't know that was the name for it.
So like one person starts like... The next person's like,
Yeah.
And the third, you know, just keeps going higher and higher. Bro, they're fucking yelling. And I was like, what is Planet Fitness going to tell these two massive ass men? Because Brian is like 6'7", 380 pounds. The Beast is probably like 6'1", 6'2", like 300 pounds. What are they going to tell?
I would be like...
They didn't even sound the honk alarm.
I would be like, honestly... Y'all have surpassed this gym.
You completed this gym.
Because they did for like beginners, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Kind of fucked up.
Shout out to the people that go. I know they get pizza, I think.
On Fridays or something. First Friday or something like that.
For real? Like a whole pizza or just a slice?
Slice. I mean, I think it's a limit. I don't know. It's free pizza. I'm fucking
damn, yeah, I've man. Yeah. I've heard of that. It might be worth it.
You think?
But hell,
you
might have to go. Bro. New year, new me.
Facts. But Pato thinks he's diabetic, so.
Damn, he's gonna eat all the pizza and become lactose intolerant.
Yeah, for real.
Well, I mean, it's the candy, bro.
Right, yeah, it's the candy. Yeah, Pato's the candy. Are you a big candy eater, Caesar?
I love candy, bro. But I mean, but I don't go out and buy it. If it's there, I'll eat it.
Yeah. So like, if you eat like a bunch at a time, you know, you can like have higher chances of getting it. So I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, I've just been going and buying.
The only sweet I know.
Everybody goes to Mexico and.
Facts.
Like they just came back and.
They're better rocaletas, fucking mazapanes.
And all the posadas at least recently.
Yeah. Or all the random ass candy in like clear bags. You don't even know what the fuck you're eating. You're still eating it though.
Can we talk about random ass Mexican chicle? Which one? They always have the little block ones that like the flavor lasts for like 5 seconds.
You mean canels? Canas is fire, dog. Bro, what are you talking about? It's a classic. I don't give a fuck.
I think that's like the gig to them, right? Like, they're not supposed to last.
Yeah, they're not allowed to.
I don't like that, bro.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have chicken in your mouth forever.
Loving back in the day, just popping it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Popping, packing, and having.
Popping in the back.
What was the one I used to stick it on the bottom and push it up?
What? Is that right in the
No way. They had like different phases up at the top.
The white one, what is it called?
Yeah. Tic-tacs. It's gonna bother me, bro.
The one where you pop the head open and it's like the pack of it and shit like that.
I don't know, bro. I always wanted one, I never had one.
I never knew how to fucking use it, bro.
Yeah. Apparently, you just push it in there and it just spits it out.
What the fuck? I don't remember the name.
Pez.
Yeah.
That's a throwback. Straight throwback. Oh, man. I'm talking about throwbacks. Me and Pato were listening to fucking rock on the way to the gym. And he was like, man, whenever our track coach, whenever we were out there and there were, you know, the speakers around the track, he was like, they used to play this one song. I was like, how does it go? He was like, da 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 da. I was like, I got you. And I played it right away. It was just like a big throwback because we used to listen to a lot of the same music growing up because we used to play System Link. Surprisingly, Caesar was not a big gamer
growing up. Yeah. I'm still not.
Yeah, he's still not.
I feel like a lot of people were really, you know, like
too. I don't know, bro. I feel like paisitas, as soon as we found out.
That's true.
Games. My
brothers love that shit, but yeah. I just never.
Caesar was the one that they gave the unhook control to, and he got pissed.
Oh, so you watched the streamers growing up playing the
I game. Took the remote. I just never liked it. I played one round and quit that shit.
Damn, he's a sore loser then.
I got bored, bro.
For real?
I get bored fast at video games.
Damn, man. We're completely opposite then.
Yeah,
we love that shit.
Because, like, with Call of Duty and all that shit, I will play one round, no matter how good it is. Like, okay.
I don't know what you mean. Like, if it's just me and stuff, like, yeah. I've literally hop on, play, like.
No, even if it's, like, with online or some shit, or even if it was, like, people in a group, like, there, like, Mario Party shit, I get bored.
Oh, that's, I mean.
And Smash Bros.
Playing, but you're right. Like, I can't sit and, like, straight play, like, all the time.
I just can, bro.
Talking about that, we need to start playing some more board games.
Board games?
Yeah, one of my
Monopoly, wait.
Yo, deadass, I have it up there.
Oh, yeah.
That shit would take 2 to 3 years to finish one more game.
Fuck it.
You know how long that shit's been around?
No.
I think it's been around since like the 40s.
For real?
Yeah.
Wasn't it supposed to teach like people about financial shit?
Maybe actually, yeah, like you get to learn about like mortgages and real estate and shit like that.
Isn't that how some people learned? Like actually learned?
Yeah, like growing up.
Yeah. Damn, shout out to them. Anyways, we're going to talk about the elephant in the room.
The elephant.
Yeah, the elephant in the room.
Wait, 1935.
Like, damn.
She's old.
And I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room.
What elephant?
The cop that got banged by, like, her entire coworker.
First of all, we got to thank her for her cervix.
Thank her for her cervix, yeah. For her community. She got community service cervix member of the month. damn. Anyways, we heard the news that there was a, I think it was in Tennessee, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
Tennessee.
A
small
town, yeah.
Some cop got caught having sex during work hours with like 7 or 8 of her
coworkers.
Coworkers. Yeah.
You were also on the clock.
Some of them were.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Yep. Whole city was
nobody. They were paying for a porn subscription. They didn't even know about it. You think about it. Damn.
You know what? But I do feel bad for the one guy to get left out.
Yeah, because
the whole
building, if it's a small town,
is railing, bro.
Yeah.
Except one or two guys.
That's facts. That's facts. So,
those guys didn't make the cut.
Damn.
They had a weekly schedule by who works, and she has one by who fucks. It's like, yo,
facts, yeah.
You're on the schedule. I'm sorry.
Damn. That was this year?
That was like
a week ago. A week ago.
Yeah. Shout out to her husband. Apparently, he's standing by her.
Does she keep the job?
Nah, no, she got administrative leave.
She got fired.
Fired?
Fired and some other cops too.
Shout out to her. There was a paisita in there.
There was a paisita?
Yeah, paisita. Yeah. That was the whole mix.
Really?
Pretty sure everybody in town.
Unity, bro.
Community service, bro. Shout out to her. That was one of my questions. Would you date a girl if she told you straight up that she had been in a gangbang before? Deep question. I know. It popped up in my mind as soon as I saw that. I was like, if we do this shit. Yeah, you're like, dies, and you're like, I don't know.
Don't do it, Carlos.
Listen, bro. Hey.
You know, like that meme where it's like,
you can plead the fifth. You can plead the fifth. Listen, you can plead the fifth. I'm going to just lay it out there. I'm going to take a drink of my beer. We all figure it out.
Personally, nah. If that's like, is she saying like in a bragging way?
I don't know.
Because, like, she is like, no, hell no.
Personally, I wouldn't want to know, so.
Yeah, like, personally, I wouldn't want to know.
Just say it, and I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, but if that's one
of her, you won't know about it, yeah.
But if that's one of her selling points, like, yeah, I've been in gangbang, I've been railed, and I'm like, why the fuck you tell, is that shit gonna, you trying to impress me? What the fuck?
Well, what if you find out later on? How about that?
Nah, still not.
Nah? Well, what if you found out you were already dating?
I guess, I mean, but if you think about it, like, if it's just sex, then it's meaningless. Like, so.
I don't know, bro. She might be getting
three
P's.
She felt shit. She felt shit, something. Trust me.
She felt a lot of shit. A lot of shit.
Sex. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, that's why I asked the question. That's a good question.
That kind of comes back to, like, being. People canceling you for what you said, like when you were like 20 or 15.
Yeah.
You know, like.
So yeah, personally, I would.
Kind of doesn't.
Like,
just a personal preference, right?
Especially if you're like 30 something, and it happened when she was like 20.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that's not too far, bro. What if she's 29?
Yeah.
Not just like, let me cover my ass for 30 years from now, in case it comes up.
I mean, that sucks. That's all I mean, say, like, homie. That sucks.
I think like a threesome is like, you know, it happens, right? Yeah. But a whole fucking, like, legit, that? She's the only one in like straight 15 dudes.
Mr. Rogers.
Straight Mr. Rogers. Yeah, I don't know about that one, Papa. I don't know about that one, cut.
No, that's
You find the OnlyFans later
that's
on?
That's a little bit more on the far end of the spectrum.
Damn. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I just wanted to post it out there.
She had the willingly multitask, bro.
Oh yeah,
willingly.
The amount of pH that was fucked up, it was a lot.
That's a lot of calentura.
Yeah.
That she has to have.
She probably had one people that fucking sauna in that motherfucker.
Bad ass, bro. What do you think that room smelled like?
Oh man.
Terrible. What's that one thing? Like, what's that one thing like money bag? Yo, Budussy.
Oh, Budussy, yeah.
Budussy, bro.
Budussy, smell like Budussy. Facts. Damn.
Was it Big Butt Dustin put some shit yet?
Or? Budussy.
I actually don't know, but I'm kind of like.
But no, it's like a Dick Pussy. I don't know, some shit like that, yeah.
Dick Butt and Pussy? Dick Butt and Pussy? Some shit like that?
Yeah. I hope this episode is rated R.
Damn, bro. Louis just looking at us like, I lick my own ass all the time. What are you talking about?
The cover photo for this is going to be like some kind of like porno shoots blurred out.
The only places it's going to be able to be uploaded to is like the porn sites, you know?
Facts. Yo, that may be a thing. Imagine, there's probably somebody out there who reviews pornos. If you think about it.
I mean,
I don't think it matters because somebody's still gonna fucking watch it, but
yeah, a porno, you know, connoisseur.
But would that be based on bias though? Because he
100%.
Watch him be racist, bro. He prefer the white girls,
right. Yeah,
but then he'd be trashing Latinas.
That's true.
Facts.
And that'd be a damn shame.
That'd be a damn shame. I'll tell you that. Because there's people, there's like websites, I think, out there that do reviews for OnlyFans.
Bro, there's, really? Yeah. There's websites that rape people's feet, that rape people's shits.
For real?
Yeah, there's people who, there's a website called Rape My Poop.
Oh, rape My Feet, right? Or some
sort of there's one called Rape My Poop. You
look at me like I know, though.
No, like, I
feel like about there's one called Rape My Poop. You just
Rape My Poop?
Yeah, you what post a picture of your bro? Shit, and they will rape that shit like, yo, good color, whatever, shit, good size, whatever the fuck. That's what South Park got.
Oh my god,
dog.
Yeah. That's hilarious. That is wild.
I think I saw that shit on fucking iFunny, bro. Shout out to iFunny, bro. That's a classic.
Yo, iFunny was a classic.
iFunny is a classic. I still have iFunny. I wish I did.
Damn, son. Shout out to iFunny.
You ever see that about Tom Brady? Or like, no. They're trying to take his poop because they do the
DNA.
That process thing. Stuff where they essentially put their shit up his ass or something.
What is it called? Yeah.
There's a whole procedure, like a medical for that's supposed to help with your bacteria and your gut.
You mean the prostate exam?
No, that's just...
It's like when you take healthy poop, so they try to get like people like...
Oh, they jam it up the butt?
Some type of procedure for that, yeah. The South Park talks about it. That's all I know about it.
I know they talk about it. I can't remember.
It's supposed to be like it makes you healthier or some shit. I honestly don't really...
I can't remember what it is.
Who, what kind of demographic type of people do this procedure on themselves?
I don't know, but that was a hilarious
episode. whatever Tom Brady is, I guess.
Shout out to them. That's crazy. Y'all keep it going. Whatever y'all got left, man.
I don't know where the fuck we went from.
I have no idea. I just jumped all the way around.
Bro, we were just hopping all over the fucking place.
All over the fucking place.
Last thing we're talking about, now we're talking about shit. We're talking about porn and shit. What the fuck?
Oh, Two Girls, One Cup? That's a classic.
Hell no, bro.
That's a fucking classic. All the listeners out there, if you haven't watched Two Girls, One Cup, you should. It's a classic. It's about making a cup, making a sundae, right? Definitely Google it on your work computer. It's a great idea.
jokes, disclaimer, you know that if you get fired, we are not responsible.
We are not responsible financially or emotionally for your firing or leave of absence.
This does build mental, maturity.
Mental maturity, yeah.
Where you don't become a little bitch.
And you don't believe everything that a fucking podcast of three random dudes drinking chaladas tell you.
You're
like
the Pain Olympics.
The Pain?
Bro, let's stop it right there.
I think so, yeah.
Let's stop it right there, bro. That's a whole other threshold, bro.
Me and the kid was so fucked because they would just be like, look this up.
Yo, that I.
That was like a whole year.
That was before previews, too.
Yeah.
You just had to go and check it out.
You didn't have to say, I'm 18, you just get in.
Just straight up.
He's like, you old enough. Bro, I'm 8.
Yeah. Talking about that, we were basically coders growing up. HTML coders. Because we, like, the MySpace shit, we used to copy HTMLs and, like, build our own shit.
The SpongeBob gangster wallpaper.
Hell yeah, bro.
The Benjamin gangster wallpaper. The one that was glowing up with the bandana over his nose and shit. Hell yeah. That shit was fire.
That shit reminds me of the Mexican moms on Facebook, bro, with the God posts and all that shit that we had, bro. My mom turned to one of them.
She didn't.
She did, bro. Like, she didn't want no iPhone. She wanted a smartphone. Now, every day is some shit. Something like...
Manda esto a 15 personas para que te vaya bien. Damn, man.
Yeah, she's trying
to... Remember those links?
I remember when being a kid and I actually got scared because I was like, oh, no.
Bro?
They're going to show up at night.
There was a text thing, right? That you used to send to people.
There was like a scary one someone sent me one time.
Yeah.
What about that video, like the scary video, some car driving on the road and shit?
Oh,
that's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic there. No, I saw somewhere that like someone recently got on Google Maps and they found an actual location. Like they actually found it and this shit is all dried up and like, damn, bro. Because like, before it was like all green trees.
Oh, yeah, like it was.
Now it's like all fucking dusty and shit.
Along like road, right?
Yeah. Like,
country road.
I was like, damn, bro. That's memories right there, bro.
Shout out to them.
Social media is dead.
Is it though?
Is it though? No, it just came in the way of TikTok, bro.
Can we talk about all these like girls in fishnets that are just showing titties out here on Instagram? Hey, shout out to them. I'm not complaining.
Wait, what are you talking
about? I guess my feed is just fucked up or something. I don't know. Cause I know like
the feed.
Where?
What real? What geolocation we gotta look up? What the fuck going on, bro?
There was a meme about that, right?
There's a whole. Well, I got it off Always Sunny.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, what'd you say about that? What was it?
He's, like, talking to a girl, and like, she's like, oh, my ex put my nudes on a porn website, and he's like, where, that's so messed up, but tell me where, there's so many.
Damn. That's another show I need to watch. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I used to watch it in the beginning. That show was funny, bro.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
Danny DeVito, bro, he's...
Oh, yeah, man.
He wild, bro. He cool, though.
He OG, man.
He got a dachshund.
He has a... Oh, shit. That's
Danny cool. DeVito, yeah.
Hell yeah.
He's one of the first people that I knew that had a dachshund.
He was the voice in The Lorax.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
His dachshund big as fuck, though.
That's why I like seeing him in that show, because... He says some fucking outlandish shit.
He was the guy with the mustache, no? The Lorax? The Lorax.
Yeah, the actual Lorax. Yeah. I mean, the Lorax. I speak shout out to him.
Damn.
I'm about to hold it like a news reporter.
This is just a fucking throwback episode. That's for damn sure.
Oh, y'all ever hear the shit about the Avatar shit? The new shit even coming from
the I never watched the first one.
What is it? Avatar and Airbender? I'm talking about the anime, bro. The anime.
Yeah. They're doing a Zuko one.
Yes, they're doing a Zuko movie.
Yeah.
They're doing a new series of the next Avatar after Korra and Earth guy, Earthbender.
Nice.
And they're doing one where there's like some next generation of their kids or some sort of kids.
I've seen that one.
Oh, no. One where they're like young adults.
Oh,
like,
word?
Yeah.
Like as they're growing up?
Yeah, they're like already like 20 or some shit. Like as they're growing up.
Hopefully they make that like rated T or rated M or something. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
I would say this movie just wants to see Aang bang. What's her name?
You know, let's see some real fighting.
Oh yeah, facts.
Some real, like,
fucking yeah.
Chop a hand off every now and then. Not every episode.
Facts. Yeah.
Maybe he loses a hand.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Damn. The last fight between Aang and the Fire Lord was badass.
Yeah.
Bro, when he brought my Avatar it, to be state, honest. Bro. No, bro.
Louis,
Appa got stolen, bro, and he got pissed and went off. Aang, when Appa was stolen.
Oh yeah, he was straight pissed,
bro.
When it became the water giant,
he took off his white Air Forces and put on the black ones.
Yeah, I remember that fucking fight. Jesus Christ, he went crazy.
Damn, I was
the one that was crazy for me was the blood bending one.
And
that was crazy. Oh, facts. Yeah. No. Did I finish watching?
That was from the Korra one, right? Yeah. That's from
the
blood. Because
there was metal bending, blood bending. Yeah, because her grandmother was a bloodbender.
Yeah, or no, it was a witch. It was a
witch.
It was a random witch.
But she knew how to do it, though.
Yeah, she.
Was she a descendant?
She tricked her
into it. Oh. Yeah. Damn. I mean, it makes sense as far as like. If you think about the human composition, right, we're made up of, 70% water, 78? Some shit like that? Or is that the earth?
70% is, like, the earth. Like, somewhere around that.
How much body water?
I think we're right around the same thing.
Yeah. Damn, the same amount?
I might be getting
what he's saying.
Wow.
I'm sure what he's saying.
Is it really?
Imagine, 70% sure earth, 70% people.
That'd be wild.
Jesus did some shit. Damn, shout out Chewie.
Shout out
to Chewie. That's Jesus' name, bro. Shout out to Chewie. Is everybody like, oh, thank Jesus? Like, oh, thank Chewie? Shout out Chewie.
Nah, bro. Like, whenever like I go on Instagram and I watch like Avatar memes or whatever, fuck, I always see some conspiracy theories and shit come up too. And there was one about what's the girl's name? The water chick, Katara, whatever. Fuck.
Yeah.
They said like the only reason they killed her mom is because she's a bloodbender, bro.
Damn. Really? See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
because. They knew after the fire one, it has to be an airbender. So why raid the ice village and shit? Only kill one woman.
That's true, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was because they thought no, it couldn't have been. Because they knew
the next one was going to be an airbender.
Yeah.
They knew when the next one was a what?
But then he disappeared for a while, so they were thinking he was just in hiding. See, and if they killed all the airbenders, then the next one would have been water.
Yeah, and they thought they did, and it could have been hiding.
And there were only a few tribes that they didn't know about.
North and South.
Yep.
So that they'll still be talking about that shit whenever the new ones come out.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how that one guy pulled the moon. Whenever the moon was an actual person in the spirit and shit.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name? Pulled the moon, bro. He got rezzed.
Damn, he got rezzed.
He got rezzed. He pulled the moon, bro.
He was fucking annoying, bro. Huh? He was annoying. Yeah, I forgot what his name. What was his name?
I don't remember.
Was her homegirl's name? Katana? No, Katana.
Katara.
Yeah. Katara's brother. He was fucking annoying.
He was annoying.
Just like Usopp. Usopp's annoying.
Exactly, like fucking Usopp a bitch, bro.
Usopp a bitch.
Usopp a bitch.
Yeah. I was telling him it's Mr. Satan vibes.
Huh?
Mr. Satan vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, same vibes. What are you talking about? Huh?
was like,
I'm oh, did I tell you that Usopp, the guy that with the long nose?
Oh, yeah. Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Satan vibes. Mr.
Satan, right? Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called? Have y'all met Nico Robin on there yet? Or should
Yeah.
Damn, that bitch bad. Let me get my weed face. Bad, bro.
I see that I was telling him that I've seen some of it just because I was watching a lot of it with Luis, and, but he would binge it too, so he went through it a lot.
And he would
he's
skip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I skipped the fillers.
Yeah, some of the fillers are fucking annoying.
Dude, we went through like.
Yeah, we skipped some. Yeah.
Yeah, because like it would talk about one story and do like 5-6 episodes of straight up flashbacks or stuff in history. Like,
yeah.
Bro, get to the ass beating, bro.
Yeah, facts.
All these one quick flashback. It was
the DVD.
Yes, man. Last night I was about to go out. Shout out Brenda. It was her birthday last night, and they were like, oh, come through, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, damn, it's getting good, right? Because they were in these lobby. They were fucking shit up.
Yeah.
Fucking Luffy had just learned some new moves, and I was like, oh, shit, like, it's getting crazy. He's fighting, what is it, N9 or whatever the fuck it is? C9, whatever CP9. That is.
CP9.
CP9,
yeah.
CP9. And it was getting good, and I was like, fuck, bro, like, let me just watch this ass beating real quick, and then I'll leave. Bro, literally 6-7 episodes. I had to go through everybody's backstory.
Yep.
Stuff that we already knew, except Nico Robin.
Yep.
And then finally get to the ass beating. And even then, it took like 5 more episodes to finally get to it. And then the CP9 guys died like pretty easily. And they had like a random spinoff with the doctor, Tony Chopper.
Tony Chopper, right?
Yeah. Shout out Tony Raccoon Chopper.
Raccoon Dog.
I wish I saw more anime. What's it called? Before I had Louis, and I would have named him after something. I would have named him maybe Appa.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. Or what was the monkey? The little monkey thing from Airbender?
I can't remember. Momo?
Momo.
Oh, yeah.
Momo.
I could have named him Momo.
Yeah, I know a couple of dogs named Momo.
Yeah.
I like that name. Yeah. Shout out Momo.
I guess Nimbus wouldn't work. But there's like a few things that I could have named them.
What's the been cool. The God of Destruction in Dragon Ball Super?
Oh,
Beerus.
Yeah, Beerus would have been good. I talked a lot on anime this episode.
Bro, anime's fire though, bro.
It's good. I just like my shit dubbed. I'll say that.
I mean,
my reading level is 8th grade reading level. I'm a math guy, you know? Shout out to
him. Yeah, I will say there is pleasure just, like, doing other shit, not having to look at it. You can still hear it and understand it and shit, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be committed.
Talk about anime. Somebody that sung in Japanese and tying this into Japan, because it's the anime culture of the world, or place of the world, I would assume. Bad Bunny... throwing phones left and right. I saw it happen 3 times now.
I've seen it too.
Oh, he's done it like more than one.
Yeah.
He's done one in the concert and the one recently.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the only 2 I've seen.
Okay, the other one was where he kept it in his pocket. I don't know if you saw that one. Yeah, somebody placed their thing up there and he just put it in his pocket. I don't think he gave it back. I was like, damn. My buddy has something against fucking... He probably has a sponsorship that we don't know about. He's like, oh, it's a fucking iPhone. Throw that shit.
Bodyguards make sure they don't come up to him.
Yeah, I would say that because that girl got way too close.
Yeah.
She was like all up on him, like had to.
That is facts. If he doesn't want people in his space, then he should have told his security guards.
Do better.
Yeah.
For real.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Just prevent it from.
Yeah, because I mean, to him, it's nothing, and I get it. Like, don't get in my personal space. I feel like she wasn't too rude about it, though.
He would have
not enough to throw a fucking $1,000 phone into the water. Like, to him, it's nothing, but for her, like, that's
Dominican Republic too.
That's a rent, yeah.
Ain't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Whatever, I guess.
Hey,
you should have known that, though. I mean, people get tackled and everything all the time.
Facts. For trying to, like, what's the saying? Don't meet your heroes or whatever.
Oh yeah,
I think something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I say true, because...
That's why I got all heroes.
Y'all switched up after that, then?
What?
Like, y'all feel differently about the dude?
I don't know. I
still defend him a little bit, because, like...
I don't really feel any different about it. I mean,
yeah,
I'm
not going to start a fucking community forum, like, donate money to replace our phone bullshit. Right. Or post some community service. Boy, I fucking know.
You know, do community service? Tennessee. Hey, shout out Tennessee. Text me in Knoxville. Damn, I wonder if they, I wonder if somebody told her that fucking pickup line and this is how it all started up. It's like, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only Tennessee. And then boom, gangbang.
So you imagine? 10 guys do this shit back to back to back.
It's like, hey, go out to this girl, tell this pickup line, works every time. Fuck, bro.
Yeah, she's still hurting, bro.
Damn, shout out to her, man.
The fact that her man is the weather. And after they blasted her fucking name on news, everywhere, social media.
The confidence this man has. Shout out to him.
I didn't know they were still together.
Oh, yeah, he's standing by her. He's standing by her.
Was he in it?
Good question, I don't know.
Him and other guys, yeah.
I don't know if he was like, you know, like the creepy guy in the corner or participating.
Rick and Morty, the grandparents. Yeah.
Bato made a good point earlier. She should just do OnlyFans at this point with all this publicity.
Yeah, like...
She's not going to be able to do anything else.
Publicity is good publicity.
Actually, I take that back. Cops can pretty much do anything they want and like get fired or whatever and then just go pick up another job across the world. County. Yeah.
I'm not sure if y'all seen those pictures of those female cops in other countries.
Yeah,
they be looking right. You know they be gay. Yo.
Colombia? Yo.
Brazilian. Yeah. Any of them, bro.
Talking about Colombia, one of my goals for this year, not to go to Colombia, is to go to Switzerland. Why? I don't know. And that's just traveling.
It's for the views, bro.
Yeah, that's for the views. Straight up.
That's why I want to go to. I was trying to go to Greece, bro.
Greece is actually cheap as fuck.
Yeah, I was about going.
You gonna go watch the Greeks?
Hell yeah, bro. Because when I was growing up, I was big into that Greek mythology and shit. I love that shit.
It's like looking at the titties on the sculptures. Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. Nice.
Talking about that, this is how I was gonna connect it. If male perfection is that one Greek, what's it called? Greek statue of the dude? Homie was not well endowed. So
that's one thing that I read about is like
the sculptures true to form, right? Like how they were.
The
naked ones.
They were looked at as more like I guess higher status level. Yeah.
Damn. That kind of shit.
They were treated.
We were born in the wrong century.
We were born in the wrong fucking century, bro. Could have been fucking kings,
And then in other cultures, like the Chinese culture, the bigger, like the fatter you were,
the more you ate, therefore
you were rich.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's like if a girl, like they want the, what's it, gordito pavón, is there like, this motherfucker can eat. He can hold me down.
Facts.
And warm me up.
Physically, financially, and emotionally. Just so you know. That's the Texas slogan. She'll either hold you down or hold you back. One of the two.
A kid or a case. That's another
kid or
one.
Case, yeah.
Kid or a case. That's what I'm saying for Texas.
Y'all both learned two different lessons.
Yo, actually, there was a girl that posted from Texas. She was like, oh, you know, good morning to all the dudes 5'10 and up. And I was like, good morning to all the single girls with no kids. She was like, damn. You had to do me like that. I was like, listen, you know.
It's facts, though.
We can't change this. You could have changed that. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Fuck. You can't change height.
You can,
though. Oh, nowadays you can, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You can do surgery on your shins and get, like, a little piece added in.
Isn't that what one of those soccer players did?
Who?
Like, Messi or something?
Nah.
No?
No, the only thing is with him is like he got like insurance on his leg or foot or shit.
Yeah, he got like a $300 million insurance on his left foot.
What does that mean?
If he gets fucked up or like gets amputated or anything happens to it. Like anything happens to it.
Some shit. Yeah. Gets paid.
$300 million. Oh. If not more.
Yeah.
I think I'm talking about something different then.
There is something that they add some shit to the shin is like actually it takes like months to a year.
Yeah, months to recover.
Yeah. And they only are like less than an inch.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Throw it for the
talking about that, I was thinking about this the other day, right? It was like so many, and I was thinking about this as I was scrolling through the stories and shit. I was like, damn, all the girls like use filters. You know what I'm saying? They use makeup. They use like other enhancements and stuff.
men aren't allowed to use anything at all. But now, like, it's starting to become a thing where, like, I saw the hairpiece thing. Like, dudes will literally get hairpieces, like, glued onto their head, and it looks like natural hair. And I was like, this is fucking weird, but why isn't that more culturally acceptable? Because why not? But then again,
toupees and shit to do to blend it with hair?
Yeah.
Whatever gives you confidence, right?
Yeah, but then I was thinking about it. I was like, damn, this is low-key a lie, though.
Yeah, but I mean, some people just can't do it as good as other people, though.
Cause that's facts.
I know there's a brother of my friend's, he went bald when he went 21. Like, his hair was already receding.
That's like, fast.
That was fast.
Motherfucker was stressing.
But he grew a nice beard, so, you know, it's just a hat and beard. That's all you need, bro.
Give and take, yeah.
Give and take, exactly.
Yeah. Shout out to Instagram. This is the type of shit.
Nice. The fuck? Yeah. All you gotta say.
But, yeah, I was like, damn, you know, it'd be nice if we could do that stuff. But I was like, you know what, fuck it, whatever.
I mean, it's only going to get a little more worse, right? Because everything's going to be more
online. More advanced, yeah.
Well, think about it. The older we get, we're probably going to end up meeting people online that we'll never meet in real life.
Facts. I actually met this girl over Omegle, and we kept, remember Omegle? Mm-hmm. Shout out Omegle.
The chat room.
We kept in touch. She was from Great Britain. She was in New York recently.
That's cool.
And she was like, yo, like, how close are you? Like, you know, like, if you come to New York. And I was like, nah, not even close, homie.
And she was like, typical American.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think like they're back in the country, like, it's like kind of a 5-hour drive. Now it's like,
oh, yeah, because everything's pretty reliable, like, that in terms of, like, how close everything is.
Yeah, because England's not that big.
Yeah.
The United States is actually pretty fucking big.
You probably, like, train or, like, cross.
I think they do. They do that a lot, right?
The U.S. Yeah. Here too.
Oh yeah, but it's like,
I don't know. The U.S. one sucks. I'm talking about the one in Britain. Like, a lot of people actually take the train in Britain. Yeah,
China and everything. Yeah.
And now I think about it, that'd be dope to take a fucking train down like the Swiss countryside. That'd be fucking fire.
I've seen a friend of mine like that.
For real?
Someone that I graduated with.
Someone through the Alps and Germany and all that shit. Yeah,
damn. Talking about being busy, bro. Me and Pato kind of talked about it, but like, I'm at a place right now where like, I'm fucking chilling, and I was thinking about this the other day, and I told Pato, I was like, I don't think I've ever been happier without nothing changing too much, if that makes sense. Like, I'm doing the same shit.
Yeah,
like,
you're complacent with like the
routine. Nah, fuck complacent. I'm not complacent. Complacent. Complacent means like, you're not doing shit and you're like, you're okay with it.
Okay, so what were you
doing? It's like, I'm not okay with it. I'm happy where I am. I'm very happy. I'm very content. I got a lot of shit going on. Like, I'm about to finish grad school.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, got the new job, 2 months ago? Mm-hmm. Potential for new opportunities after grad school. But overall, like, I was thinking, and I guess the thing that triggered it, I was like, thinking about it, because I think I saw a Benz that I liked, and I was like, damn, like, I kind of missed the Benz. But then I was like, damn, like, the other day I caught myself right in the little troquita, and my my Bluetooth thing died, and I was just singing by myself with no music, and I was like, damn, this is vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm having a great fucking time, and I don't think I was ever even this happy in a fucking Benz, you know? Not only materialistic things, but just, like, in general, too. It's not just tied to, like, the materialistic things.
Grateful.
Yeah, just grateful. Grateful is
the word. That's a good word right there. Grateful.
And I think I'll tie it back to, because Caesar went with me one time to church. I was like, bro, it's not even that, like, I'm, like, too religious, but, like, I just like the feeling of community and being there. You know what I'm saying?
I have, like, this cross that I've, like, wore since I was, like, a kid. But I don't really wear it for the religion. I just wear it because it's, like, the chain of my mom.
It's part of you
the,
now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the cross was, like, yeah, when I was a kid, but the chain's my mom, so it's like, it's a more family thing.
Yeah.
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 Sorry, jewelry. Jesus.
I ain't got no jewelry, bro. I'm going to be getting some soon. I told my
friend to get me some. This is like all, I don't even want anyone to look at it because it's all bien tallado.
Yeah. I told my mom.
It ain't worth a lot, man.
My mom, actually talking about jewelry, my mom pulled out like all my pulseras from when I was a little kid. Yeah, and my dad had like the typical placa. It had the last name on it, written on it, said Flores. And they had a ring that had a peso, a gold peso on it. And it was like, when I die, all this is going to you. And I was like, damn, esta es mi herencia.
Not even the land.
Yeah, bro. Jewelry. Talking about that, the land, apparently in his family, they're starting to have those disputes. Terrenos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real, man.
Yeah, because one of his brothers apparently is like starting, like his kids started building like houses on the land that was supposed to be owned by everybody else.
Yeah.
And they were like, yo, like, what the fuck? Why?
Yeah, like,
yo. Yeah, so the one day randomly he calls me and he was like, yo, you know, we gotta back your tia up. And I was like, who the fuck are you talking about? He was like, yeah, your tia Guille, like, you know, you gotta back her up. You know, your uncle's like building houses over here in los terrenos. Can't let that happen. And I was like, bro, let's be honest. You're probably not going back. You know, like you go back and visit, but you sure as hell not gonna go back. You know, I think he took a little offense to that. So, shout out to Pops, but that didn't mean it in a bad way. But like, I feel like life is here now. You know,
That's what drove my parents to sell their land.
They're what?
So my parents sold all their land like a year ago. Yeah. Because honestly, they're never going to go back.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did it either. So, like, it plus there's nothing back at that small rancho they had. I was like,
yeah. How does that work, though? Like, did you just get a fucking money transfer and convert it to dollars and bring it over here or what?
They had, like, some brokerage or whatever. I don't think the term is for those people.
I wonder if there was, you know, like, what that would look like in dollars to sell, like, a terreno over there. If it's just, like, $3,000 or some shit.
It was around that.
For real?
I think
so. Damn.
A little more. I think it was close to five.
A fucking piece of land. You could own a piece of land in Mexico for $3,000. That's crazy.
That's
shout out to Bobby. Bobby's hopping in here. He's going to be a special guest. Super special guest.
Speaking of
his presence enough.
Look at him, man.
Damn, boy. Call him 2 Chainz.
Honestly, he got 3.
Oh, shit. Fucking dripping out here. Shout out Emilio, the other roommate. I don't know. He doesn't like it. Bobby doesn't like his own cat, bro.
I think it's on a per base thing. Cause
that's facts. Because he'd be posting them randomly.
Posting them like, yeah. Looking at him so cute.
He's so cute, yeah. Like,
who wants them?
You're going to have to fucking call PETA. Oh, talking about PETA. Fuck. You might need to text it to me.
The sponsor?
Yeah, the sponsor. What did we say it was?
Just some veterinary thing, you know. Safe horses.
Oh, yeah. So, today's episode was brought to you by PETA. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. PETA. 1-800-PETA. So, anyways, thank you for tuning in to another episode of A Huevo Podcast. Follow our co-host here, the boy Fausto. At Torres F. Gonza on Instagram. I'm surprised I remember that shit. Throwback, right? And also the boy, Cesar Valverde. I forget your Instagram handle.
It's just the same thing. See, Valverde's over one.
Yeah.
It's today, man. You know,
that's so easy, bro.
Follow him on Twitter. He be dropping dimes on Twitter.
Love Twitter, bro. Yeah, that's all I be. No, the other day, my coworker's like, I found Cesar on Twitter. I'm like, oh. Private.
Facts.
I was like, I'm not trying to get fired, bro, because I be talking my shit on
there. Oh, it's too late, man. They done went through all your...
My coworkers tried to fucking follow me. I was like, listen, I've gone 7 years without...
Bro, I don't...
Having coworkers follow me on Instagram. Yeah, fuck that. Not until you leave. Then do it. Oh, that's fine. I don't know. But anyways, thank you for tuning in for another episode. We'll catch you in the next one. Deuces.
See ya.
Se bañan.